back to Matt Flynn, director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, a very important and ominous development in the Republican Party. There was a forum for their governor candidates in Green Bay. Michaels boycotted it. Clayfish, Nicholson, and Ramthen all attended. And what they were doing was they were talking about a couple of things, especially abortion. This may be a moderation signal from Michaels. That was right after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. I had always suspected, and I think I am wrong, that somehow Michaels was a moderate that you could work with, like a Tommy Thompson, and was basically just virtue signaling to the Republican Party. But then when he started to go full Trump, say that he would administer the elections through the gerrymandered legislature, have them pick the electors, and he didn't clarify any of that, I came to the conclusion, which I still have, that he is not a Tommy Thompson and that he's just a sort of a Trump type, and he'd be bad news. I think what he's trying to do here, because what are you going to do in a Republican forum when you talk about Roe v. Wade? He's going to have to blast it and say that this was a good decision and all that. If he is somewhat moderate, that cuts both ways. He has Trump's endorsement. But there were five primary states had primaries yesterday, and Trump's people didn't do particularly well overall. But in the present Republican Party, in a multi-candidate primary, if you are seen as wobbly on that issue, that can be the kiss of death. And the Duchess of Foxconn, Rebecca Clayfish, came up and said that she would be as hardcore as you can get. Nicholson said that too, except Nicholson was a Democrat, the head of the Young Dems, and he also spoke at a Democrat National Convention and blasted Republicans. And Ramthen sort of came out of Campbellsport, and no one seriously believes he could be governor of this state. Frankly, I don't think anybody seriously believes the Duchess of Foxconn could be governor of this state. The Duchess was a cheerleader for Scott Walker on everything he did, and the Duchess was a strong Foxconn supporter and still is. Said she tried to revise it. We got fleeced. $1 billion with a B down the drain. They didn't produce anything. We should have sued them for damages. The governor settled with them, paid them $80 million to go away, and they're still hogging the most valuable industrial land in the state between O'Hare Airport and Mitchell Field in Racine County. This is because of the Republicans. Clayfish is still for it, wants to give them more money. You know, Michaels could have stood tall on that, but he said he wants to revive it and give them more money. So maybe he didn't attend simply because, I don't know, he had a cold. But if what he's doing is trying to virtue signal moderation now, I don't think it's going to work. That primary is August 9. It's a little over a month away. And when you try to virtue signal Trump for the base and then virtue signal on abortion for somebody else, you're going to end up as mincemeat. And then the Duchess of Foxconn will sneak in the nomination, and the Duchess is not competent to run this state. But something else came up in that forum that's very disturbing. I want you to pay close attention to this. There is a law in Wisconsin, which I disagree with, but it is the law, that says that the governor can remove a district attorney. And usually that would be in an extreme case. For instance, if a district attorney committed a criminal offense or was totally incapacitated. But the Duchess of Foxconn has signaled that she would fire Democratic district attorneys. And she took particular, she aimed her ammo at John Chisholm, the DA of Milwaukee County, who is not only the best district attorney in Wisconsin, but one of the best in the country. He's a man of unnegotiable integrity. He's an Army veteran, plays it by the book, square shooter. And running the Milwaukee DA's office is a tougher job than being a mayor of Milwaukee. I mean, it's a very, very tough job. He has the utmost respect throughout the community in Milwaukee, the legal community, every community, minority community, everywhere else. For the Duchess to say she would fire him, implicates an attack on our democracy. He was elected. She wants to fire him, find a Republican DA candidate to run against him. Good luck. The guy won't get Schneider. Do you play Sheepshead? Then you know what Schneider is. And if you don't play Sheepshead, learn. It's a great game, okay? You won't get Schneider against him. If she tries that, if she ever got in, going around and fire the Democratic district attorneys, hoping to replace them with Republican district attorneys, that's like their proposal to make the lieutenant governor an appointment by the governor and the secretary of state and the state treasurer and the superintendent of public instruction. Now it'll be the DA's. If the DA is not in your party, you fire him and put in your own. Now, let me tell you something about that, though. Any DA who had that happen to him, who had a good reputation doing a good job, would bring a lawsuit. And any judge in this state, you would think, I would say, no, there has to be good cause and under the statute, and she doesn't have good cause. But what does a Republican judge do? What does a Republican Trump judge do? Like at least three of the justices on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have others. We had a Republican Trump judge who ordered a wolf hunt. Remember that last year? To benefit out-of-state wolf hunters in contravention of our own DNR recommendation. You have judges in this state who are playing politics. That's got to stop. It's got to stop in either party, but it's definitely got to stop in the Republican Party, who's doing most of it. If the Duchess blundered away into the governorship and screwed up the state like Walker did, if she starts firing DAs who are Democrats to get Republican DAs, stop it. Just make it clear. I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat. Keep your right to vote. And the DAs that she's talking about, in particular, the Milwaukee DA, is one of the best DAs in the country with a very, very tough job. Okay, we're going to the lines. See, Robert of West Allis, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Robert of West Allis?
Good morning. Any independent, any moderate Republican that supports these people, they're out of their damn minds. You know, this party is not George Bush. It's not Ronald Reagan. It's not Bob Dole. It's not John McCain. These people are an anti-freedom death cult. Are you an honest person? Are you a good person if you're burning documents and asking for pardon? I mean, basically, if you're supporting these people at this point, either your brain's not working, you're sponsoring domestic terrorism. You know, they're trying to basically take the religious ideology and make it the law of the land. They want to interpret the law through how white men saw it in the 1700s or the 1800s. So if you're a woman or you're a person of color in this country, you need to wake up before you have no rights and you're treated like a second-class citizen. You know, I never thought the United States would be at a point where you look at something like The Handmaid's Tale and it's coming into fruition based on the actions they're taking and in the judiciary and in Congress. So people really need to wake up, and the Democratic Party needs to fight. Enough with this moderate, spineless response to things. Evers is fighting, but nationally, you know, we need a little bit more than a fundraising email. They need to come out and call these people what they are, and they need to do it aggressively. You know, Barack Obama got blamed for a lot. One thing he should take the blame for is in the first 100 days, they said, why don't you take care of Roe? You have a supermajority. Oh, that's not important. We'll do it later. I'm just so tired of these guys being a day late and a dollar short. They need to wake up and get a strategy together and actually win the midterms here instead of just saying it's a foregone conclusion. Thank you.
You know, Robert, that is inspirational. And let me give you a little bit of hope on the midterms, because you raised the midterm. And here's the hope on the midterm. You know, the common wisdom is that the incumbent party in the White House loses seats. But we can't lose very many. If we lose one Senate seat, we've lost the Senate. And if we lose about 8 House seats, we lose it. Well, back in April, the generic poll nationwide was that 47% of the people would vote Republican and 44% Democrat, which really was bad for us. Then in May, it switched around, 47 Democrat, 42 Republican. Well, in June, it just came out, the end of June, which is right about now, 48% Democrat, 41% Republican. We have a 7-point lead. Now, does that mean we're going to win? No, not necessarily. But we're not underwater. And I think people are taking a look at the January 6th commission in particular, and they're really going to take a look at the reversal of Roe v. Wade. And so what you're saying is dead on true and very important. Robert, thank you for calling. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind, eh, Gene?
These fascists lie, cheat, and steal. And they steal tax dollars, they lie about elections, they're fraudulent, and they cannot be leading our state. I know a lot of people think that Tony Evers is soft, but he is honest, he has integrity, and he's working hard every single day for the people of the state of Wisconsin. We cannot let these fascists win. And in fact, we got to work very hard to get the rest of them out. Fascism in Wisconsin, and let's fight those fascists, because we got a generation of people coming up, and we need to fight them for the children of our state and for our country. And thank you very much for this show, and keep up the great fight. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Jeannie. That's perfect. And you know something, and I've said this before, fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. One brief at a time, one briefcase at a time. It's not a guy with medals suddenly kicking in your door. It's a couple of lawyers working their dirt in the swing states, and that is what's happening. Okay, we're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.